This episode is brought to you by IVP. The Book of Ruth is usually viewed through a Hallmark-tinted lens, but there is so much more to the story. In her six-week Bible study, Redeemer, Bible teacher and retreat leader, Dorina Lazo Gilmore-Young, invites us to view the Book of Ruth through a different lens, one that helps us recognize how this story proclaims God's heart for the vulnerable. As Ruth's story unfolds, we discover that God is the main character and that He is the true Redeemer for Ruth and for us today. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Redeemer for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table. Your
word is truth, your word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Leviticus 8, Ordination of the Priest. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, the anointing oil, the sin offering bull, the two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread, and assemble the whole congregation at the entrance of the meeting tent." So Moses did just as the Lord commanded him, and the congregation assembled at the entrance of the meeting tent. Then Moses said to the congregation, "This is what the Lord has commanded to be done, clothing Aaron." So Moses brought Aaron and his sons forward and washed them with water. Then he put the tunic on Aaron, wrapped the sash around him, and clothed him with the robe. Next, he put the ephod on him and placed on him the decorated band of the ephod and fastened the ephod closely to him with the band. He then set the breastpiece on him and put the Urim and Thummim into the breastpiece. Finally, he set the turban on his head and attached the gold plate, the holy diadem, to the front of the turban, just as the Lord had commanded Moses, anointing the tabernacle and Aaron, and clothing Aaron's sons. Then Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and everything in it, and so consecrated them. Then he sprinkled some of it on the altar seven times, and so anointed the altar, all its vessels, and the wash basin, and its stand to consecrate them. He then poured some of the anointing oil on the head of Aaron, and anointed him to consecrate him. Moses also brought forward Aaron's sons, clothed them with tunics, wrapped sashes around them, and wrapped headbands on them, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Consecration offerings. Then he brought near the sin offering bull, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the sin offering bull, and he slaughtered it. Moses then took the blood and put it all around the horns of the altar with his finger and purified the altar. And he poured out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar, and so consecrated it to make atonement on it. Then he took all the fat on the entrails, the protruding lobe of the liver, and the two kidneys and their fat, and Moses offered it up in smoke on the altar. But the rest of the bull, its hide, its flesh, and its dung, he completely burned up outside the camp, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then he presented the burnt offering ram, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and he slaughtered it. Moses then splashed the blood against the altar's sides. Then he cut the ram into parts. And Moses offered the head, the parts, and the suet up in smoke. But the entrails and the legs he washed with water. And Moses offered the whole ram up in smoke on the altar. It was a burnt offering for a soothing aroma, a gift to the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then he presented the second ram, the ram of ordination. And Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and he slaughtered it. Moses then took some of its blood and put it on Aaron's right earlobe, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Next, he brought Aaron's sons forward, and Moses put some of the blood on their right earlobes, on their right thumbs, and on the big toes of their right feet. And Moses splashed the rest of the blood against the altar's sides. Then he took the fatty tail, all the fat on the entrails, the protruding lobe of the liver, and the two kidneys and their fat, and the right thigh. And from the basket of unleavened bread that was before the Lord, he took one unleavened loaf, one loaf of bread mixed with olive oil, and one wafer, and placed them on the fat parts and on the right thigh. He then put all of them on the palms of Aaron and his sons, who waved them as a wave offering before the Lord. Moses then took them from their palms and offered them up in smoke on the altar on top of the burnt offering. They were an ordination offering for a soothing aroma. It was a gift to the Lord. Finally, Moses took the breast and waved it as a wave offering before the Lord from the ram of ordination. It was Moses' share just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Anointing Aaron, his sons, and their garments. Then Moses took some of the anointing oil and some of the blood which was on the altar and sprinkled it on Aaron and his garments, and on his sons and his sons' garments. So he consecrated Aaron, his garments, and his sons and his sons' garments. Then Moses said to Aaron and his sons, "Boil the meat at the entrance of the meeting tent, and there you are to eat it, and the bread which is in the ordination offering basket, just as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons are to eat it. But the remainder of the meat and the bread you must burn with fire, and you must not go out from the entrance of the meeting tent for 7 days, until the day when your days of ordination are completed, because you must be ordained over a 7-day period. What has been done on this day, the Lord has commanded to be done to make atonement for you. You must reside at the entrance of the meeting tent day and night for 7 days and keep the charge of the Lord so that you will not die. For this is what I have commanded." So Aaron and his sons did all the things the Lord had commanded through Moses. Numbers 8, Lighting the Lamps. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and tell him, when you set up the lamps, the 7 lamps are to give light in front of the lampstand." And Aaron did so. He set up the lamps to face toward the front of the lampstand, as the Lord commanded Moses. This is how the lampstand was made. It was beaten work in gold. From its shaft to its flowers, it was beaten work. According to the pattern that the Lord had shown Moses, so he made the lampstand. The separation of the Levites. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Take the Levites from among the Israelites and purify them, and do this to them to purify them. Sprinkle water of purification on them. Then have them shave all their body and wash their clothes, and so purify them. Then they are to take a young bull with its grain offering of fine flour, mixed with olive oil. And you are to take a second young bull for a purification offering. You are to bring the Levites before the tent of meeting and assemble the entire community of the Israelites. Then you are to bring the Levites before the Lord, and the Israelites are to lay their hands on the Levites. And Aaron is to offer the Levites before the Lord as a wave offering from the Israelites, that they may do the work of the Lord. When the Levites lay their hands on the heads of the bulls, offer the one for a purification offering and the other for a whole burnt offering to the Lord, to make atonement for the Levites. You are to have the Levites stand before Aaron and his sons, and then offer them as a wave offering to the Lord. And so you are to separate the Levites from among the Israelites, and the Levites will be mine. After this, the Levites will go in to do the work of the tent of meeting. So you must cleanse them and offer them like a wave offering. For they are entirely given to me from among the Israelites. I have taken them for myself instead of all who open the womb, the firstborn sons of all the Israelites. For all the firstborn males among the Israelites are mine, both humans and animals. When I destroyed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I set them apart for myself. So I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn sons among the Israelites. I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the Israelites to do the work for the Israelites in the tent of meeting and to make atonement for the Israelites. So there will be no plague among the Israelites when the Israelites come near the sanctuary. So Moses and Aaron and the entire community of the Israelites did this with the Levites, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites. This is what the Israelites did with them. The Levites purified themselves and washed their clothing. Then Aaron presented them like a wave offering before the Lord, and Aaron made atonement for them to purify them. After this, the Levites went in to do their work in the tent of meeting, before Aaron and before his sons. As the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did the work of the Levites. Then the Lord said to Moses, "This is what pertains to the Levites. At the age of 25 years and upward, one may begin to join the company in the work of the tent of meeting. And at the age of 50 years, they must retire from performing the work and may no longer work. They may assist their colleagues in the tent of meeting to attend to needs, but they must do no work. This is the way you must establish the Levites regarding their duties." New Testament reading, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through chapter 5, verse 10. Jesus, our compassionate high priest. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest incapable of sympathizing with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace whenever we need help. For every high priest is taken from among the people and appointed to represent them before God, to offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal compassionately with those who are ignorant and erring, since he also is subject to weakness. And for this reason, he is obligated to make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. And no one assumes this honor on his own initiative, but only when called to it by God, as in fact Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but the one who glorified him was God, who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have fathered you." As also in another place, God says, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." During his earthly life, Christ offered both requests and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his devotion. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through the things he suffered. And by being perfected in this way, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. And he was designated by God as high priest in the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and holy and sovereign and just God, we thank you, O Lord, for another day to reflect on your word. God, we often wonder what you are like, and we oftentimes look to ourselves to understand who you are. But God, we accept your invitation and your calling and command to know you according to your terms, not our imaginations. For we are made in your image and not the other way around. And so we thank you for the way in which your word reminds us of who you are according to your terms. And God, as we think about the scriptures today, we, O Lord, who are living in light of the resurrected Christ, are so grateful. We know, O God, that our sins separate us from you. We know, O God, that they require atonement, that we require a cleansing. God, we are thankful that Jesus Christ is the perfect high priest who can and does empathize with us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you laid it all down for us. We thank you, O Lord, that there are no longer any need to sacrifice bulls or rams, for we are now covered. We are covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. And so we thank you, O God, today. We thank you, O merciful God, for this gift of salvation and this cleansing that truly has delivered us. For this we say thank you, and we entrust ourselves to you all the more. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got souls.